Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven and bless the name of the Lord who has brought us to his presence this morning. Let's magnify him. Let's glorify him. There is none like our God. He reigns forever and forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Would you ask him to speak to you this morning, everyone? Jesus, I want to hear from you today. One word from God can sort any man out of any kind of issue. Let your word come my way right now. Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Lord Jesus, thank you. We are all here at your feet. Let your word come true to every one of us. Amen. And grant us the rest we have been longing for. Let breakthrough become the new identity of everyone here. In Jesus' precious name. It's one thing to know what you are looking for, it's another thing to know where it can be found. People run helter-skelter. To experience breakthrough, to command success. But they have not sat down to find out where can this be found. Where can this be found without stress? Where is this available? The most authentic book on the subject of success is the Bible. You may not like it. You may want to argue against it. This book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth. You observe it upon the day and night, observe to do what is written there, and then you make your way prosperous, and then you have good success. This book, recommended by the author of life, recommended by the creator, this book, one, and any other resource that helps you to understand this book, but it's all about this book. It's all about this book. It's all about this book. There is nothing from our various studies as leaders in this ministry that has 1% of what made the success of this ministry. 1%. This book, 99.99999. This book will bring out a church from inside the wilderness to be listed the topmost church in the world. This book has everything. As far as success is concerned, you are wasting time looking elsewhere. Amen. Amen. Success in school does not mean success in life. Yes, sir. I mean success in life. Successful living. Yes, sir. Meaningful living. Yes, sir. Impactful living. Yes, sir. It's only in this book. Lasting success. Success in perpetuity. Visual success. Only in this book. Aren't you privileged that you have this book? Aren't you privileged that you have access to the content of this book? Aren't you privileged that you have access to the content of this book? Aren't you privileged? My God. Don't ever toy with your Bible. It's the custodian of your destiny. It's the custodian of your enviable, colorful, meaningful, impactful destiny. Don't ever toy with it. Get married to it. get married to it. It has power. The content there has power to put you on top of the world in your field. He said, you have to do what I command you to do. I set you on high above all nations of the earth. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Get peace at you. Amen. Now, let me have you say with me, success is sweet.
Success is sweet.
There's no point pretending. See, there's no point pretending.
There's no point pretending.
There is no one in his right mind who hates to be successful.
Yes, sir.
He may be envious of the successful, may be bitter against successful, but he wants it secretly. There is no man in his right mind who hates prosperity. Between begging and giving, what do you choose? Between trekking and riding, what do you choose?
Riding.
Between driving and flying, what do you choose?
Flying.
Now, that is, let's tell ourselves the truth. Success is sweet.
Yes, sir.
Highly tasteful.
Yes, sir.
Success is sweet and highly tasteful. And we should start from there to destroy religious philosophies. Success is sweet and highly tasteful. Failure is a burden. And Jesus came to take away our burden. Failure is a burden. Just be indebted and you know the weight. When you see your creditor, your heart cuts. When you see a car that looks like his own coming towards your house, your temperature rises. But in the name of Jesus, in this year of more than conquerors, nothing of that nature, nothing of that such burden shall be seen on your life anymore. Arise, shine when your light comes. As it turns every reproach to glory. Although darkness will cover the earth and grow dark and people, but when your light comes, it turns to the envy of the world that has used to see you as a burden, turns you to envy in the place of pity. When your light comes. And in him, the world is life. And the life is the light of men, and the light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Please take special note of the teachings of this month and free yourself from a world of uncertainties. Not know what will happen next. And you'll be glad you did. The answer is in the book. All we need is to engage the dictates of this book. To command breakthrough and remain in command. Not that you see it once, you can't see it again. To command breakthrough and remain in command as to keep engaging the dictates of this book. There are many stories of yesteryear's success that cannot be traced anymore. But whatever is accomplished by the truth endures for life. Whatever the Lord does shall be what? Forever. He Your days of struggles are finally here. The end of your days of struggles are finally here. The end of your days of struggles are finally here. We've been looking at exploring success virtues in kingdom stewardship. One of the God-ordained platforms to get you and I in command of breakthroughs for life. In command of breakthroughs for life. In command of breakthroughs for life. Psalm 112 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights himself greatly in his commandments. His seed shall also be mighty upon earth. The generations of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Now you'll be wondering, what is serving God there? Whosoever you yield yourself to obey, his servant ye are whom ye obey. Romans 6 and verse 16. The man that really delights in this is a joyful servant of God, by jumping at his commandments. So that word is saying, blessed is the man that serves the Lord in truth and in deed, and proves it by obeying his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Where he shall be in his house, and righteousness endure it forever. For that upright man, there arises light in darkness. My God. He is just in charge for all seasons. All weather breakthrough. True joyful, cheerful, hilarious stewardship. This man delights himself in serving God and proves by obeying his commandments. And guess what happened? Whosoever has my command and keeps it is the one that loves me. And if you love me, you'll be loved by my Father, and I will love you, and I will manifest myself to you. So eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has done for them that love him. So don't use God. Love God. Stop using God. Love God. Amen.
Amen.
Stop using God. God, come and help. God, come and help. God, come and help. And you see, once more help, you run away. Love God. You will lose it. You run away, you lose it. You disconnect from the pipe that supplies your means. It's gone. It's a matter of time. You cut down a tree, it still looks green, but the light is gone. Stop using God. You won't go far. Love God. Just love him for who he is. To you in person. Just love him. And turn to your wonder to your world. Thank you, Jesus. Serving God is a vital secret of success. Vital secrets. All great success stories in scriptures are from those great servants of God. Great, addicted servants of God. All great success stories of scriptures. Paul, Abraham, my servant. Psalm 104, 105 and verse 42. Have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on the earth. So he became the greatest of all men in the business world. Moses, the servant of God. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 5. Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest, continually able to deliver thee, a notable, unrepentant servant of God. Daniel 6:23. David, I found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. Psalm 89, verse 20 to 24. My servant. Peter, the servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 2:1. Amen. 2 Peter 1:2. I mean, 2 Peter 1:2. Whatever. 2 Peter 1, verse 1. A servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. He was one who said, we have left all. Judas didn't say that. Thomas never said it. They all disappeared after Jesus left, one by one, into the thin air. Peter is still speaking.
Yes.
Where is Thomas? Can't find him. Enduring success, lasting success. They are the heritage of genuine servants of God. Genuine servants of God. I mean, Abraham was not a preacher, business emperor. Joe was a business mogul. And so you don't have to be a pastor to serve God. Amen. I've been serving Jesus consciously, heartily, since I was 19. Yeah, I didn't become a servant of God because I'm now a pastor. No. I mean, you go to a time, you said this place, Jesus was mentioned here. Say, whose interest are you serving? Whose interest are you serving? You're a servant of one that to serve his interest genuinely from your heart.
Yes, sir.
So it's not a title you carry, archbishop. What is the meaning? There's no reward for archbishop. Amen. God will bless you.
Amen.
Don't make this a spare tire. Seek ye first, serve ye first the interest of the kingdom. And all these things shall be added to you. God doesn't need you and me for nothing. We need him for everything. You better agree. God doesn't need you for nothing. He doesn't need you for anything. You need him for everything. He doesn't need me for anything. I need him for everything. My God. So there's no point pulling your shoulder. Yeah, you know, I'm a winner. And so what? Obey God, I'm saying. Obey God. Where God is taking you, are not near the place. You are not near the place. But you get there. You'll get there. You'll get there. Those using God never last with him. It's just serving that do. All those great names. Romans 1:1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. Jesus I know and Paul I know. Titus 1:1, Paul, a servant of Christ. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? These are all clear definitions of the success virtues embedded in serving God. Success virtues embedded in serving God. Let's look at two specific outcomes of serving God and the interest of his kingdom. Serving God is a platform for supernatural breakthroughs. Jesus said to Peter, push your boat a little. In his frustrated state, Peter responded with delight. And after Jesus was done with preaching, no matter how long it took, Peter had not eaten anyway and he labored all night, he caught nothing. Now, cast your nets into the deep for a draught. And when they had this done, he saw the greatest miracle of his life. Boat sinking, net breaking, other breakthroughs. Luke chapter 5 and verse 5 to 8. Supernatural breakthroughs is one of the virtues embedded in serving God. Supernatural breakthroughs. Israel is my son, my firstborn. Let my son go that he may serve me. God saw that they turned their heart to him. You didn't let him go, I will kill your son. Unstoppable breakthrough. Did he bring them out or not? Oh yes. You enter into covenant to serve God, you have become a breakthrough candidate. You have become what? You have become a breakthrough candidate. There's no go come. Enter into covenant to serve God, and you have become a celebrated breakthrough candidate. A celebrated breakthrough candidate. Until you are ready, it's not your turn. Until you are ready to enter into covenant to serve God, the truth and indeed, it's not your turn. It's not your turn. God is no respecter of persons. When any believer enters a covenant to serve God and the interest of his kingdom, in truth and in deed, he has become a celebrated breakthrough candidate. Now, here is a pound each for each of you. That household that gave it to them, Luke 19, verse 13, and he said, occupy till I come. And when he came, one said, I made 10 more. He said, now have the authority over 10 cities from 1 pound. Supernatural breakthrough. 1 pound, 10 cities. You made 5 more. Okay, 5 cities. You are now in royal illness over 5 cities in your field. 17 to 19, Luke chapter 19, verse 13 and slash 17 to 19. Supernatural breakthroughs. He called his servants. And when he returned, he just endowed them with supernatural order of breakthrough. Where one reacted negatively, 7 absconded. That's human nature. The human factor is there. If I cry till now till Jesus returns, some will never pray one line of kingdom and judgment prayer. Some will never pray one line. Almost one line. They are among the 7 who have absconded. If I set myself on fire, they won't talk to one soul. One soul. They have burned yourself. What concerns me? One soul. They are among the 7 that have absconded. Some are very angry with me. Is the one that reacted negatively. Carry your 1 pound, my friend. What's the matter? That's the human classification anywhere, sir, anywhere in the world. So there's a philosopher who said only 5% of people make things happen. How many? 25% are entertained by the happiness. They watch the happiness. 70% don't even know anything is happening. They're just on their own. They don't know nothing is happening. May you be among the 5%.
Amen.
That's the story of that Luke 19, 13 to 20. That's the story. I know how many of us are in the powerhouse. And I know how many are near this commission today. Maybe 5, if I'm right. Amen. And that's a lot. It's a race. Life is a race, a marathon race. So dropping off on the road is so easy. That's why Red Cross vehicle follows them. As you sink, it just brings you. They start putting water and you are opening your mouth for oxygen. You won't fall off on the way. He said, I must be first the falling away of many. You won't fall away. The good news is God has ordained you a breakthrough candidate on the earth. May you not sell off your birthright for a morsel of me. He said, you are the salt of the earth. That is a valuable asset that is sorted after. Salt is of high level value to human existence. and you are the salt of the earth. You are not a burden to the world, you are a blessing to the world. You are the light of the world, a pace setter, a pathfinder, and a trailblazer. So you are redeemed, a breakthrough candidate on the earth. Don't sell off to junks in town. Don't sell off to junks in town. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we multiply them, it shall not be few. And we also glorify them, it shall not be small. How? Because they engaged their heart to seek unto me. They were actively in partnership with me in the advancement of my kingdom. So I will turn them from people to nobles. I will turn them from riffraff to governors. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19 to 20. It will impart on their children. Their children shall be as a fourth time. Glory to God. Because they are actively engaging in partnership with me towards the advancement of my kingdom. That's what it says. Breakthrough is our heritage in stewardship. Breakthrough is our covenant returns in stewardship. Unbelievable explosions. Amen. It's our right in stewardship. 1 pound, 10 cities. What? 1 pound, 5 cities? What? They came to find out how much they made out of the assignment he gave them. And responded to their report accordingly. Number 2, serving God is a platform for experiencing supernatural favor. Stay with me, like we always do here, nothing flies like favor. Come on, let me hear you say that. The man Joseph, in his deepest valley, enjoyed favor as a slave. Nothing flies like favor. And he became the custodian of all of Potiphar's estates. He became an heir of Potiphar's house as a slave without a dress. Brought down to prison, to another dungeon of misfortune. But favor found them. And whatever was done in the prison, Joseph was the door of it. He found favor with the keeper of the prison and entrusted all prisoners into his hand. Nothing flies like favor. Genesis 39, 21 and 22. Nothing flies like favor. Genesis 39, 1 to 5. Nothing flies like favor. Thou by thy favor hast made my mountain to stand out. When you hide your face, I was troubled. Nothing flies like favor. Psalm 90 and verse 7. They got not the land of nations stronger than them by their own power, but by their right hand. The right hand of their arm because of our favor unto them. Psalm 44 and verse 1 to 4. Favor. Nothing flies like favor. And stewardship is one platform that endows believers with supernatural favor. Psalm 102 verse 13 to 15. That shall I have mercy upon Zion for a time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Because thy servants take pleasure in the stones of Zion and favor the just thereof. Therefore the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord and all the ends of the earth thy glory. And all the ends of the earth thy glory. Memo Tuni Toy Toshigalpa. I found some humor sometimes because of the week. 100 most reputable people on earth, all the kings of the earth, they are faithful. And they put this short man's name on it.
Hallelujah.
All the kings of the earth. Favor. Come and say favor.
Favor.
Favor. Favor. End of the earth. All the ends of the earth. On earth. Not in the north or southwest zone. On the earth. All the ends of the earth. I'm not living for nothing. God knows, the devil knows. I'm living my life for God. Absolutely so. Unrepentantly so. Alwaysly so. Joyfully so. Dancefully so. That's how I live my life. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth. I have no time for honeymoon after marriage. I'm not a dummy. No time. I'm not joking. I'm not saying this because I'm your pastor. Before I knew you, wasn't it? If God says to this boy today, get out of town. Your assignment is over. Come with me to Benin Republic. I'm gone. You'll be seeing me on the screen. I don't need your permission to go because you didn't send me here in the first instance. No stake here, sir. His stake is my stake.
Yes, sir.
I have no stake here. I pray that you will find a place for God in the center of your heart.
Amen.
It will just turn you to a wonder. They'll be telling you stories that you can never hear on your own. Because it's time to hear the story is not there. Somebody's story is changing.
Yeah.
If that is your story, let me hear your loudest amen. He said, my son, give me your heart. Leave the rest to me. Proverbs 3:26. Give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. Just do what I tell you to do. Leave the remaining. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. Your days of struggles are over. Your life from henceforth shall be like a dream of the night. When the Lord changed the story, our story, was like them that dream. Amen. I was there in Nigeria when somebody called me from America. He said, sir, have you heard? I said, what are they hearing? He said, you see, you are the richest pastor in the world. I said, they are not lying. What are they hearing? Even if they are wrong, that's okay. Is there any time in my life I will start checking those news? What will you say against me? I didn't hear. So you can't disturb me. What will you say for me? I didn't hear. You can't blow my head. I don't have any problem. Please, let God have his place. And the only place he will take is the first place. God is too big for a second place in your life. Come and say, God is too big. Now, when the president comes to your house, which seat will he have? The first place. You are the head of the family, but not when he came. He has the first place. How can you try this King of Kings, the second place? That's why I won't stay there. Give him the first place. He knows your level. He knows my level. He knows where we are coming from. So there's no point pretending. If you're on a mat and give him his tool, he will sit down there. But don't sit on the stool and put him on the mat.
No.
He won't sit. In the precious name of Jesus, success will no longer be a stranger to you and your household. From this moment on, things will be opening up in your favor. As you get committed to serving God and the interest of His kingdom, we delight, not testing God, not tempting God. You just love Him and you trust Him for whatever He says. So you keep doing it with utmost delight. That makes all the difference. I hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Now, today is our covenant day of breaking invisible barriers. I will shock you with something here. Amen. And I know you will recover. We must recognize that ignorance, spiritual ignorance, is a foremost barrier on our path of destiny. It's as strong as the strongest satanic stronghold on our path. It's as destructive as the most wicked devil in hell. What? The thief. That's the devil. Comment number four. Steal, to kill, and to destroy. But my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Same way. Hosea chapter 4 verse 8. And it's impossible. You can hear three priesthood and not know the truth. Amen. I mean, you this. My people are head bound because they have no knowledge. Isaiah 5 and verse 13. So, agree. There are invisible satanic barriers. Yes, it's in scriptures. Have you not some good seen to feel as if grown tears? An enemy has done this. That's okay. Matthew 13, 24 to 28. He said, I Paul will have come to you, but Satan hindered us. That's okay. It is true, it's real. Satan hindered us. A great one has just opened unto me. There are many adversaries. That's okay. But ignorance does not do any less than those barriers. You don't need any Satan to create tension in your family. Just stop loving your wife. Tension will sit down there as chairman. You don't need any demon to have storms in your home. Just stop submitting your husband. Because you're a liberated woman. Is it just so? You can now pray. Papa can pray. Apostle can pray. Prophet can pray. Your group can pray over you. It won't make a difference. If you don't turn in that light, you won't have peace. Somebody came to me as a minister. I brought an offering. He said, I need breakthrough in my ministry. I said, come to the minister's conference. Come. It's not offering. You don't offer your breakthrough. Come to the minister's conference and catch the light required to move to the next level. You know, if they give you eye drop, don't put it in the ear. It can deafen your ear. There are different treatments for different. Amen. I'm a carrier by grace of the mantle of Egan. I didn't give Egan one time when I carried his mantle. One time. There's even no way to see him. To give him my own kind of seat. Amen. I said, what are faith answers to faith? So they have to answer to another. Yes. It's not the offering of one. Somebody's story is changing. Yes. So clear up the barriers on our path. Let's look at the following keys and then we close. Number one, again, be born again. Don't be tired of writing a John. That's why the big time story of every butterman begins. You must be born again. Jesus says so. Or you cannot see or experience the blessing that the kingdom of God offers. You must be born again. You know, as far as your eyes can see, it shall be given to you. If you are not born again, you can't see. So it's not going to be given to you. Nothing. You must be born again and remain so. Not born again, 18, and then you die again. And remain so. Remain a bona fide son and daughter of the Most High God. Remain a bona fide member of his household. And then all the provision of the kingdom pertain to you. Can I hear your amen? Amen. No gate crashing. You can pretend to a man. Can you pretend to God? He knows your down state and your upright. He knows your thoughts are far off. Are you born again? That's the question. Now, do you come to church? Are you still in the faith? Or you walked away like that prodigal son and stripped naked till he found mercy and came to himself and returned back to the Father? Once born again is not always born again. Therefore, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work it out. Don't let your life be turned to darkness. Work it out. Don't let your first love disappear. Work it out. That's where the journey begins. Number two, keep walking in the light of his word. We are redeemed as children of light. And as we keep walking in the light, the path of darkness cannot stop the way against us. There is no way darkness can build a barrier against light. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 5, we are children of light. Ye are all the children of light. All, not some, not most. God is light, and we are his children. And light begets light, so we are all children of light. Ephesians 5 verse 8, he said, now walk as children of light. By walking in the light. Walk in the light. The light of God's word. Darkness will be clearing the way on their own accord. On their own accord. On their own accord. On their own accord. The barriers on our path are by the path of darkness. So when we become an embodiment of light, darkness clears the way. Darkness does what? Number three, keep walking by faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Believe in the light. In the validity of that light. Believe in the efficacy of that light. Above all, taking the shield of faith, you quench all the fiery darts of the devil. So they quench the fiery furnace. Because they trusted in their God. They stopped the mouth of lions because they believed in their God. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Ephesians 6:16. Daniel 3:28. Daniel 6. And verse 23. Believe in his God. Keep walking by faith you clear off all debris that might be hanging on the way. Walking by faith. Walking by faith. Number four, keep serving the Lord. Which brings you to partnership with God. Whose right hand have I hold to subdue nations with him? And I will loose the loins of kings. I will open to him the two olive gates, and he shall not be shut. I will cut in pieces, I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the pass over you. Whose right hand have hold it? So when you are in stewardship, you are in partnership.
Yes, yes, sir.
He's holding your right hand. Monote, tonea, teklalo. Whatever can't stop the way against them, can't stop the way against you. He sent them to go and they went. To the place where he himself will come. So he went to be in partnership with them. They went for them because he was working with them. Partnership. Stewardship equals partnership. Stewardship equals partnership. Stewardship equals partnership. Can I tell you? My active partnership with Jesus has made my case impossible for the devil. Has made my case impossible for the devil and all his agents. They are too conscious of it. This man walks with God. How? This is stewardship, which equals active partnership. You can't buy that with money, sir. You can't buy that with money. You can't buy partnership with God with money. You can't buy with money. There stood by me tonight an angel of God, Paul said. He said, Paul, take it easy, there shall be no loss. Active partnership. Active partnership. What, you know the strength of Moses in Egypt? Partnership. Believe that same God is invisible. Active partnerships. And Pharaoh, stop there. Active. Go, party on there. Speak on.
Yes.
Speak on. Pharaoh is a stubborn-hearted man. Speak on. Active partnership makes you an impossible case for the devil. Yes. Makes you an impossible case for the devil. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Keys to clearing all invisible barriers on your part. Active partnership with Jesus. And then finally, a lifestyle of praise that secures divine presence day and night, because God inhabits the face of his people. A lifestyle of praise. A lifestyle of praise. A lifestyle of praise. It's like unto thee, O God. It's like thee, fearful in holiness. I mean, glorious in holiness are fearful in praises, doing wonders. So it makes me wonder to all situations of life. A lifestyle of praise. A lifestyle of praise. One time, my senior colleague, Mike Murdoch, and I were coming in from Capernaum to Canaan land, and he said, he counted and I said, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, 72 times. How many times?
72 times.
Yeah. Between that place and now. It's an addiction. It's what? It's an addiction. When thanksgiving becomes your addiction, God's presence becomes resident with you. Whether you are in bed, out of bed, wherever you are just cocooned with his presence. Cocooned with his presence. When you murmur, it disappears. When you stumble money, it comes back. And when that moment of praising, you can't be neutral. Nature abhors backlash. You are either complaining or celebrating. You are either murmuring or praising. You can't say, I'm not doing any. You are doing one. You are doing one. Amen. You are always doing one. You may not be conscious of it, but you are always doing one. Amen. Eba mi gbe Jesu ga o
Oba la oba tu ga ni
E gbe Jesu ga o
Jesu Maria katura
Owo re gbe Jesu yi ga Gbe Jesu yi ga Your heart is singing. Your mouth is singing. Your feet is dancing. Inside, outside, everywhere. You just carry His presence, which will always make a difference. No barrier can stand His presence. Where are you going? Tremble down up at the presence of God. Everybody trembles at His presence. Somebody's story has just changed. Yeah. From your business, by complaining and murmuring day and night, you are smarter than that now. Yeah. Don't send God away from your home by complaining about everything. Enough is enough. Lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand, please. Magnify Him. Give Him time for showing you what you have caught as light. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Expect that by the power of the blood on this communion table today, everyone held captive in a pit where there is no water shall be rescued. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth your prisoners out of the pit where there is no water. Told you the song goes, these prisoners of hope, even today I will render to you double. Whatever you have lost to the captivity of hell, you are getting them back double today. And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb. They silenced the gods of Egypt by the power of the blood. Therefore today, every satanic stronghold on your path of trial, your path of victory, your path of breakthrough, I declare them judged. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, everybody. Now, very quickly, you are here in this service. You are not born again yet. Please, see today as an opportunity for a change of story. You want to be forgiven? You want your sins forgiven by Jesus? You want your name in the book of life? You want to live an overcomer's life? You want to see the barriers of your past clear? And you want to make heaven at the end of your day? First and foremost, you must be born again. Wherever you are, let me to pray with you to be saved, to be born again today. You become a child of God and become a bona fide member of God's own household. Please stand to your feet wherever you are, and I'll be praying for you right now. God bless you. Remain standing, please. God bless you. And 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 God bless you. Wherever you are, please stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. There are also people here that need to return back to their Heavenly Father. You want to dedicate your life to Christ? Please stand. You want to dedicate your life to Christ? Please stand. You want to dedicate your life to Jesus? Please stand. You want to say, Jesus, enough. You say, enough. I've tried alternative. It didn't work. I'm coming back home. Please stand. You want to come back to Heavenly Father? Please stand. You want to dedicate your life to Jesus? Please stand. And remain standing, please. Amen. Now, right away, everyone standing both for the first and second call. I'm praying with you right there where you are. Please stop filling your forms and bow your heads for prayer. Lift up your right hand before the Most High God and pray this simple prayer after me from the depth of your heart. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it loud, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored back to the faith. I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me back to the faith. I will serve you as long as I live by your grace. I will make heaven at the end of my journey. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, keep your hands up as I pray. Father, I pray over these precious souls. Your grace has brought them into your kingdom today. Let the same grace sustain them. I cover everyone of you with the blood of Jesus. Remain covered till the end of time. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. 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 Please complete those slips given to you and pass them over to the church officials around where you are seated there, and they will be in touch with you for the furtherance of your joy and the development of your faith. Give us that privilege by filling that those forms appropriately, and we'll be in touch with you. Don't forget Believers Foundation class. Foundation is very vital to any building. You want a building that will stand the test of time, have a great foundation for it. So please endeavor to submit those forms after this program. We also have online Believer Foundation class program, like you had in the announcement. Take advantage of either of the two of them in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we all stand, please? Thank you, Jesus. Can we have the stewards please take their positions now to serve the communion table? Now, listen to this. The communion is a mystery that empowers believers to live like Christ. Jesus came down here over 2,000 years ago and is still impacting the world today. Listen to this. As you partake of this communion, I see you blessed with generational order of success. With generational impact. If Jesus tarries, your children will pray in the name of the God you serve. Your grandchildren will pray in the name of the God you serve. Your great grandchildren will pray in the name of the God you serve. And he will hear them. Lord, empower me to live like you, Jesus. Spirit, soul, and body. Through this communion, go ahead and pray. Empower me to live like you, Jesus. No sickness, no disease, no emotional breakdown, no physical breakdown, no satanic oppression. Empower me to live like you, Jesus, spirit, soul, and body. Empower me to stamp your other breakthrough through this communion today.
or other breakthrough in my life. Precious name we have prayed. Now this table is declared the flesh and the blood of Jesus. And according to John 6:57, everyone partaking of this by faith today is empowered supernaturally to live like Jesus. Spirit, soul, and body. Commanding the Jesus order of breakthrough in all areas of life. In the name of Jesus. Whatever could not be found in Christ that's working in anyone now is flushed out in the name of Jesus.